Whatever it takes, you're about me score, you're TLB, what is the connection? Whatever it takes, you're about me score, you're TLB, you're twitchy little bastard score, what is the connection? I am scared. The inauguration is in an hour. I am weeping, I am so scared. So I get busy doing what I can. Publish this article. I'll probably publish one more later today. Just read an article about Marianne Faithfull, a 60s muse, singer, and a beautiful woman, exactly my age. She just went through the virus, spent 3 weeks in hospital, and survived against the doctor's predictions. Because of what? I don't know the woman. I don't know her songs. But I saw a movie with her, where she, her character was this whatever it takes type of warrior. While the people around her claimed love but did nothing. You can find your inspiration and spiritual teaching in the most unexpected places. And this movie with Marianne Faithfull is an example. In this movie she takes the job of being a sex worker at age 60 to earn money to save her grandson's life, while the parents wring their hands, and did nothing. I would say that doing whatever it takes is the most crucial ingredient of a winner in life, a winner in business, a winner in sports. Everywhere. Another way to say this behavior is to be unstoppable. Footnote 1. Most people, in my observation, really all people are unstoppable unless, lol, not funny. The unless. You will do everything required unless it is getting up early, staying up late, unless you feel tired, offended, or hungry, etc. Even if and when it is about your own life. I'll do it, unless it's hard. Then I won't. What would measure this capacity in my starting point measurements? What would measure to what degree you are willing to wade through difficult times and stay the course? How much comfort, pleasure, tradition, what do you know, what others think about you are you willing to give up to get to where you want to get to? I measure it in the TLB score, twitchy little bastard score. I learned the expression from one of my favorite people, Roy H. Williams, the Wizard of Ads. He used it in his book Be Like Amazon. Not a reader? Then buy only the audio version. Roy Williams says, I write for people who like my writing. Ditto. But I would like to add, I write for people who like my writing and will, eventually heed my words. I.e. do what I suggest that they do. Not a reader? Nor are you willing to listen to the audio version by Justin. Who sounds like Justin Bieber, who reads my articles. I most likely don't write for you. Not yet. There is, maybe, still hope for you. Not an action taker. I most likely don't write for you. Not yet. There is, maybe, still hope for you. Floating Stork SH. T? Footnote 2. I most likely don't write for you. Not yet. There is, maybe, still hope for you. Anyway. I'm losing my train of thoughts. Last night I ended a sale of my humility activation audios. I claim was that the linchpin capacity to growth is humility, to the degree you can remove yourself, your self-concern from your visual field when you look at the world to the same degree you can grow as a person. And it seems that now I am pushing the TLB score. The twitchy little bastard score. And your willingness to do whatever it takes. What's up with that? Have I changed my tune? One of the abilities that most people lack because it is very very difficult to acquire is to see which one was first, the chicken or the egg. Or speaking a whole different lingo, prioritizing. So for those of you who are challenged in the arena of prioritizing, you cannot have a high TLB unless you have high humility, a low about me score. When you have a high about me score, most of reality is covered up and listen up, this is important, and new, you see instead of what is out there, you see what the mind broadcast is saying is important, or next, or is there, not reality. Shall I say it differently? Yes, please, Sophie. Say it differently so I can get it. When you have a high about me score, the voices in your head are very loud, and demand all your attention, demand that you look at what they say as what is real, what you need to do, what you need to pay attention to. So when the voices in your head are loud and ongoing, then you can be sure that your about me score is high. Mine is, normally, 7%, but occasionally, like right now, that number goes sky high for me, 30%. That is why I managed to lose my train of thoughts. And listen to the voice that instructed me to correct each of my 1,500 articles on Medium.com instead of continuing writing this article. A T, The voice said that it is more important. I had to wrestle myself back to myself and what is important to me. At the same time, correlation. My TLB shot up high too. My TLB score, whatever it takes. Or being calm and collected and stay on task, is normally 70%, but while I was lost in editing my Medium.com articles, it dropped to 10%. The average TLB of people on the planet is 1%, consistent with the level of About Me, which is 70%. Yesterday I spent another 2 hours listening to T.R. Vicker, who has been raking it in for decades, talking to the same people I talk to, producing a big fat zero result. He capitalizes on the high desire score of people who are, like true twitchy little bastards, are looking for instant solutions, and in their lust for it, can and won't look at themselves realistically, and see that given their track record, most likely they won't do diddly squat with what Harv gives them, however sound information that is. How sound is that information? 10% sound. All tree of knowledge. Attractive, sounds good, but asks you to be different. Asks you see reality for what it is. Asks you to remove your needy, want why, delusional picture from your visual field. I.e. asks you to have humility. So you can have everything else. But, of course, those changes need to be made on the DNA level, so no matter how much talking Harv does, no matter how many times he says, true or true, he can and won't affect your DNA. Of course all the numbers in the starting point measurements are just a snapshot in the moment. When you come to the workshop or a private one-on-one with me, you'll be your worst, your self-concern and your delusional self, your precious I will occupy your whole cone of vision, and the voice in your head will scream. Scream. Almost foolproof sign of that is this, when I ask you if you want the recording, you say, no, I got everything, thank you. I provide the replay of everything I do, because I know that you didn't get everything, in fact most of you didn't get more than 1%. Why? I teach that in my freedom course. But the delusion is that you heard everything, and therefore you won't listen to the recording, where you would be able to hear another 10% of what you didn't hear on the live call. Your About Me score, while on the call, is much higher than your peacetime About Me score. When you only hear 1% of what is being said, the rest is filled with you inner chatter about you. Your self-concern, your concern for understanding, for being considered smart, for the truth, for whatever goddamn thing is filling your head. I know the sale on the humility activation is over. I didn't give you enough time to come around. Or you think it doesn't apply to you. Or you think like this Russian dude from Illinois, that I should just do it for free. Or maybe you think it doesn't work. Whichever it is that made you not buy, if you didn't, it is the same thing that holds you back everywhere. And if you did buy, chances are that you are expecting the energy to do all the heavy lifting. And you expect to do no work at all. And then, my dear, that is what you do everywhere. If you are of the whatever it takes persuasion, then you are one in a million. And then you will be, like Rudyard Kipling promises in his poem If, a man. Regardless of your gender, of course. Footnote 3. Because in this reality nothing comes to you free. You need to do what you need to do. You even need to work for SH. T to befall you. We prove this famously in the Freedom Course. Most of the SH. T that you complain about is the result of your tireless, never ceasing work to bring it about. What is the most puzzling, why don't you work this tirelessly for something that you actually, consciously, want? It all boils down to the broadcast you tune into, that talks to you mostly in your own voice, that you think is you. And did you notice it never says anything useful? Never. It says, you don't belong. And therefore you shall be miserable, sad, sullen, too serious. It says, you need to push the envelope to find out, yet again, that your liberty is always violated. Ugh. It says, no one listens to you. But then you talk so fast that no one can understand a word you say. It says, you need to be special to accomplish things, and you are not special. Bleh. It says, you shouldn't do what you need to do. Instead you should wait for others to do it for you. Like your mother did all those years for you. It says, you are not wanted. And push people away who want you. Yeah. That is the human condition, the world Homo sapiens lives in. Until they can take full ownership that they are causing their own custom-made misery. Congratulations. Now that you realize that you've always known how to do that, why don't you start doing it, intentionally, for what you actually want. Whatever it takes. After all, you have been doing this since you were 3 years old. The moment you tell the truth that you are not willing, that you'd rather be miserably, puny, never have what you want, than do whatever it takes, you'll suddenly become happy. Because, for a moment you'll know who you are, and you'll know to stop hoping for something you are not willing to do for. In many areas I have done that myself. Consciously. I am not willing to do much for a clean, orderly apartment. I am not willing to do much for having a strong relationship with most people, including my family, my former classmates, with neighbors, with really most people. I am not willing to exercise and get strong so I can move. I should, you say? But I am not willing, and that is that. I am not willing to stop using foul language in my live sessions. This is my no list. And then I have my yes list, my I'll do it or die trying list, my whatever it takes list. It is only possible to have a real yes list when you have embraced that what you complain about is your own perpetual creation. It is not happening to you, you are creating it. So unless you stop doing what it takes to be miserable, by embracing that it is you who is doing it, you won't have a chance, you won't have energy to do what it takes, whatever it takes to do what you actually want to do. I have found that no one is willing to teach that to the nth degree, because there is no money in it. It's like a chiropractor, fixes your back only to the degree that you have to come back to fix it again, real soon. I was subjected to this for 30 years before I was up. But because my goal in teaching is not the money, I do teach it. This is why I offer it to those who pay for the Freedom Course as many opportunities to redo the course and have another chance and yet another chance to see how they create their own misery, so they can fully declare ownership and effectively disappear the complaint. When that complaint disappears, your about me score drops to a lot lower, and you have room and energy to do the work, to do whatever it takes to get what you want, position, money, health, love, happiness, a life you can be proud of. But only after you fully embrace your role as your misery. The Freedom Courses are offered on Sundays at 2 p.m. New York time, and take about 3 hours. You can attend if you have good working audio, and good working internet connection. You are required to participate, and tell the truth about yourself. That is the only way. For whom is it the perfect time? If you are in transition, this may be the perfect time. If you've had enough, this may be the perfect time. If the pandemic has gotten to you, this may be the perfect time. If you could live out the rest of your life the way it is, you probably don't have enough energy to get what you want. The energy you need is a serious push away from what you don't want. Okay, enough talk. This is either for you or it isn't. It is either time for you now, or not. I won't give you a link. If this is for you, you'll find it. Because you will do whatever it takes. This is what separates the men from the boys. I do give you a link though, to the activator that reduces your about me score. Because that is what is in your way the most. That is the linchpin capacity as far as I can see, humility, removing your self-concern and interact, instead, with reality, with what is. Go to step 2 if you want to activate the humility gene. Go to www.yourvibration.com/third phase. Footnotes. 1. I have a student who is a nice girl. Almost 6 foot tall. But in spite of her size, her behavior, her demeanor is that she is small, fragile, insignificant, inconsequential, and she pushes for significance, for being more than others, smarter, more educated, better informed, etc. She decided when she was really little that she was ignored, or not allowed to do things because she was little. And now she continues to fix that. And fix that. But obviously it is not fixable. Why? It was not true in the first place. She was not little. She was the size she was. Little doesn't exist in reality, unless you say so. You are always the size you are. Neither bigger, nor smaller. Exactly as big or as small as you are. Trying to fix that wasn't reality in the first place is the main issue we uncover in the Freedom Course. 2. Floating stork SHT. Storks are huge birds who use the lifting of the air streams most of the time when they fly. And they SHT while they allow the air to lift them. Their SHT dries out and floats. No motive power. Like most people. 3. Rudyard Kingling's in Quat, if in Krat. https://www.youtube.com/watch? V equals SSSQC1QG238.